937.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here. You can take control toll free at 855-453. And that number brought to you by SACL CAI. Here with you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And we're going to get right back into your phone calls. But to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning into the show, we've been on, this is unusual for, especially for a weekday edition of Free Talk Live, that we've been focused on pretty much the same topic all night. And that has been this D.C. protest, civil disobedience event that Adam Kokesh is planning. Adam Kokesh from AdamVersusTheMan.com. He's been getting a lot of mainstream media coverage, apparently, just for planning
just
this
for saying it.
Protest. And you got to hand it to Adam Kokesh. That guy knows how to drum up some controversy and drum up some coverage without ever doing anything more than really making a Facebook event and promoting it. So,
well, he did go to, where was that place in Massachusetts? And do
Middleborough.
Some Middleborough?
No, yeah, I went there too, and that was a great event.
But you didn't
and,
make the Facebook event.
No, I didn't. I don't deserve credit for that. I was just an attendee. But in this case, they're planning to go to Washington, D.C. They want to gather outside of the Arlington Memorial Cemetery in Virginia, then march to D.C., and if they are met with resistance, armed resistance by the feds, the D.C. police, for instance, they will not move forward. They will turn back. And
but yet they were sort of vague about what armed resistance from the police actually was.
Well, they're going to have to, I guess, know it when they see it, because, you know, if there's a line of police with clubs and black masks and all that, you know, decked out in their riot police gear, they're probably going to not go past that line. However, if the police are just standing on the side of the road, then and it looks like it's an open path, then I think it'll be a big question mark as to whether or not they're going to set foot inside the D.C.
Because
limits.
The riot police could be stored half a mile down
it
where they
be.
Can't see them.
And those cops could just be taking their pictures, for instance, or comparing their pictures against the ones that are on the Facebook page, which has nearly 2,000 people who have said that they're going to attend this particular event. And it's only been promoted since Thursday. And he's looking to get 10,000 people on Facebook saying they're attending, and hopes that 1,000 people will actually show up. Chris Cantwell, who called from New York a few moments ago, said that he would march if there were 100 people that were open carrying firearms. The idea is to sling rifles to their backs, so not open carrying handguns, which I think is to some extent may cut down on the potential people who might attend this particular event. And it's controversial. You didn't say this on the air, but Daryl, you think this is a horrible idea.
I think that it is a very bad idea, and I've alluded to several things as far as what I think might potentially happen, which mm-hmm. is why I do think it's a bad idea. I don't think that civil disobedience should end in death.
For one, I'm going to fall on the side of I don't think this is going to happen. But
I think you're probably right about that.
I'm scared for these people. I've come to the point in working with a show with a man who does all kinds of civil disobedience, you know, never knowing whether I'm going to get that phone, that the next phone call that says, Ian's in jail, you're going to have to do the show on your
you
own.
You always know you're going to get one of those phone
right.
calls. You just don't know when.
I don't know when or, you know, when the next one comes that says Ian's going to in jail for civil disobedience, you're going to have to do the show on your own. Good luck finding some show hosts or whatever. So sitting here, I do not. No longer do I come from the standpoint of, you know, this is good, bad, indifferent, no, whatever. If they're going to do the civil disobedience, they're going to do the civil disobedience. My opinion doesn't matter on that subject. But
well,
I don't
your
think
opinion might matter by people who are considering different opinions right now and deciding whether or not they're going to attend this event. There may be some people out there who are honestly weighing different options. They're weighing the pitch from the organizers and the supporters, and they would also be weighing the counter point.
Here's my opinion. Government bureaucrats, politicians, don't give freedoms. freedoms come from in individuals. They come from the inside. If you want the freedom to, you know, give, to use firearms and that kind of thing, marching on Washington, D.C. isn't going to get that for you or anybody else. It's not going to happen. That isn't going to, one march, 10 marches isn't going to change anything. So if you want that freedom for yourself, move to some place where they have more freedom when it comes to firearms. Firearms, for me, they aren't a freedom that matters to me. I could have firearm freedom if I moved out of the United States. I'm a convicted felon, and I can't own a firearm as per the, you know, their little rules, the federal government's rules. I could, in most states, I could have one that was a antique firearm, but, you know,
in some states you could have a knife.
Yep.
Why fight for a freedom against a force that is much larger than yours when you can have that same freedom by simply crossing an arbitrary political boundary in your favor? In this case, New Hampshire, the Free State Project. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Victor, listening in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Victor.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Victor? Go ahead.
Well, anyway, so I just turned on the computer. I don't listen to guys all that often, but every now and then I get to. And I heard this come up, and it made my heart just kind of pitter-patter just for a little bit. I'm like, so is this real? So Adam Kokesh is doing this thing, and he typically does what he says he's going to do.
I believe, yeah, he probably will do it if there are enough people who actually show up to back him up.
I would think there ought to be at least 1,000 or 2,000. I would think at least 10,000 people that would show up to do this. I mean,
you mean 1,000 people with actual firearms?
Why not? I mean, it just makes sense.
These people are scared to death.
Let's hear why it makes sense.
If you don't use your rights, you lose your rights.
Yeah, it's too late. You already lost them. How do you get it back?
Doing something like this, I think it makes total sense.
Oh, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Believe me, we're not sitting here saying there's anything wrong with this.
Nothing morally wrong.
We believe
with
that
it.
This is your natural right to do this.
It's just impractical. Look, the rights are already gone because people didn't do this, you know, 50 years ago or whenever it was that the D.C. laws came into effect.
Do you think a few people in 1776 that thought that it was their natural right to do what they did were wrong?
No, absolutely not. I think for one,
it was just a few people.
We could argue that for a little while, but yeah, I mean, I generally no.
Right. So I'm just saying, I think that you know, when you talk about if you're going to march on a government or march on, I mean, sometimes you need to go ahead and make a very bold movement like that. And
sure, no, I don't deny that there are times where bold movements are really important.
Person that would not do anything wrong, and I think that he's just saying, hey, look, so strap a rifle on your back and say, hey, this is my right.
Sure, sure. You can say that all the way down to the D.C. jail.
What going to do?
D.C. jail? I hope it's the D.C. jail. Where, if you do this, please carry a musket so it's not a firearm and wear a bulletproof vest. Because I think that the possibility...
You need to wear a bulletproof shield. Because they're going to go for headshots.
Well, whatever they go for,
a bulletproof anything.
Hang on,
I'm going to protect you from a draw.
We got too much crosstalk there. What, Victor?
I said the musket of 1776 is completely different these days. We all know that. And so, you know, you have to kind of move the times there.
Well, my claim is that a musket is not a firearm, so therefore you will not be breaking any laws by carrying a musket.
Mark is not a lawyer. He doesn't know what the laws are of Washington, D.C.
Just black powder.
Please don't take Mark's words as legal advice.
You need to look this up on your own. But my concern would be that they would put, if there were 2,000 people that did this with firearms on their back, that there would be an agent provocateur in their midst who would start firing. Let's not forget that they killed people at Kent State for far less.
Victor, are you going?
And in Kent State, those people weren't armed.
That's right. Victor, are you going?
I don't have the finances to. If I did, and I had the ability to go, I would go. Yes.
What are you in Tennessee? What's it cost for a Greyhound bus?
More than I got.
I got you. That's probably going to be a lot of people's excuse. Thanks for the call, Victor. Appreciate it. There's a lot of people out there that'll rattle the saber real loud and say, yeah, go on out there and die on the hill, boys. Get them! But, oh, I can't afford the bus ticket, so you guys do it without me. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think Mark's right. I think this probably isn't going to happen because most people won't go. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online as well. You can connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. Plus, the website has a variety of features waiting for you, including archives that go back all the way to late 2006. All of it is free, so head over to freetalklive.com, download as many shows as you'd like from there. You can get the last 7 days' worth right on the front page at the top of the site. Click back into the archive section to go back for years. And alternately, you can go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, where you get access to our Free Talk Live show archives, but also bonuses like the Edgington Post episodes. And, Mark, I believe you recorded an Edgington Post before our show started tonight. Am I right about that? Who did you interview?
With Andy Diorio. So it's going to be great. He's talking about the Bitcoin Alliance of Canada.
Oh, cool. So you can learn more about that. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com and look for the most recent Edgington Post. Everything on our SoundCloud channel has a share button on it. So something you like, you can easily share on your Facebook, Twitter, wherever, with your friends using the share button at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or your call's coming up on the D.C. Gun March.
Well, Mother's Day, just around the corner at this point. It's going to be Sunday. Today's Monday, so you've got a week, and it's getting really close. A great choice for Mother's Day is the one dozen rainbow roses with a glass vase that's available at proflowers.com. You go to proflowers.com, you click on the microphone that's in the upper right-hand corner of the page, and you'll be taken to type in Free Talk Live.
It's FTL.
Type in FTL. You'll be taken to Free Talk Live's page, and you can see a whole bunch of different arrangements that are set aside there for us. But specifically, the top arrangement, our featured arrangement, is the one dozen rainbow roses with a glass vase, and that's for $19.99. And then you can upgrade that to two dozen rainbow roses with a glass vase and chocolates for $29.99. And this is a really beautiful arrangement. We've got it at my house right now. It's still hanging in there. And, you know, roses, they don't last as long as a lot of flowers do. But the fact is that Pro Flowers roses last longer than anybody else's. And the reason that is because they bring them directly from the grower. They're boxed right up, and they don't have to sit around in some florist shop for a day or two. Those are a day or two that mom can be enjoying those roses. So go to proflowers.com, get the rainbow roses. They're available there for you. Or, you know, a variety of other arrangements here, and there's some beautiful ones on the page. It looks like a few dozens of them. Dozens and dozens of arrangements available, including live flowers, available at proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Type in FTL, get mom some flowers. Look, you know, you got siblings. They're going to be getting mom something nice, so make sure you get her some flowers at proflowers.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. The plan, according to Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man, is to have 1,000 people march on D.C., open carrying rifles slung to their backs. And I think the consensus on Free Talk Live here is this is not a really great civil disobedience instance. This could result in felony charges for a whole lot of people.
Or death.
It could also result in death. You're right about that, because they might take this pretty seriously. And I want to get your thoughts. So let's go back to the phones and the fun here. Ladies first. Jill is listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Hey, Jill.
Hi. Hey. I agree with you guys. This is a recipe for a disaster. Plus, Glenn Beck, who's that crap crazy, who comes across that way, is promoting it also.
Is this Helen or is this Jill? I'm sorry, you sound a lot like Helen.
I know. I happen to know her.
What a surprise.
She's, she's friends with my ex-neighbor. And, anyway. So I'm glad you're not promoting it because it could end badly.
Yeah, and, what do you think is going to happen here? Like, give me your prediction of the future.
I'm hoping it doesn't happen. I don't know. I mean, there are some crazy people out there, like Ted Nugent or somebody like that, who might show up. But of course,
I'll tell you what, if Ted gets a hold of this, it might just happen. if Ted were to get on there and start rocking out with his rifle, it might just happen.
Yeah, except, you know, he couldn't, he had to go crap his pants so he couldn't serve, you know, in Vietnam, which I was against Vietnam, but, you know, so maybe he'll crap his pants again. But, remember good old Bill O'Reilly? Yeah, there's a dead doctor because of him. So Glenn Beck's in about the same category.
I don't even know all the things you're referencing.
Dr. Tiller, who was killed, who was an abortion doctor, because Bill O'Reilly kept calling him Tiller, the baby killer, till some wacko shot the guy. I mean, it's nonsense.
I hadn't heard about that. No, it's terrible.
It's just, you know, you can Google it very easily. Killers.
Yeah, it sounds like a good.
Jill, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue here. We've got Robert on the road in Georgia listening to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Robert.
Hello again, guys. You're a truck driver calling in.
Hello.
I have a comment about this thing. I heard this guy speak today. Alex Jones had him on the air for about an hour, and he went into great detail about what he's going to do. And I personally don't know this guy, and I don't know what, you know, his reputation or whatever. But first, let me touch, you know, the old saying, you know, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fear the people, you have freedom. Well, if you listen to what everyone is saying, including you guys, every other radio station, about, oh, I don't think it's a good idea, it's going to end in disaster, oh, no, you know, let's don't do it. Oh, okay, I can understand the concerns. Even myself, I'm concerned. But what that is saying is, the people fear the government. What if George Washington and
I'm willing to say that we have tyranny already. I'm willing to say that.
Oh, I know. I can do it without a doubt. But what if Washington and this little ragtag group, you know, at the start of 1776, what if they said the same thing? Oh, no, maybe it's not a good idea to stand up against the undefeated army in the entire world, thousands of years. Are we going up against the British army? Are we gonna take a stand? And everyone says, don't do it. You know, it's not a good idea. What do you think would have happened?
Well, I think that these are different situations. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, you know, in one case, you're sort of trying to prove a point. That's what civil disobedience is about. I'm proving a point, and that kind of thing. Washington wasn't trying to prove a point. He was trying to kill men in red coats. And that's a different story. If you want to take Washington, D.C. militarily, this is a poor system for doing it. Because they're lining up and they're marching. And
I agree. And even if they had, you know, we go out and buy our guns, but, I mean, let's face it. I mean, we can have as many, you know, assault rifles, handguns, you name it, but there's no way in today's day and age, in all honesty, you know, that we're going to take down the military with their drones and their electronic stuff and their sound cannons and their plasma. I mean, you name it, they got it. And I can understand the courage, and I really wish I could be there. I work. I live in Florida. I can't be there. But I'm going to do one better. I don't know if you heard about, well, I wouldn't say do one better. I don't know if you heard about the Palm Beach sheriff who last week said he wants everyone to call in if they have anything bad to say about Obama and the government. I'm personally going to go to the sheriff's office on my day off next Monday. I've already contacted my local news affiliate. I'm going to print out some material, and I'm going to go right to them and say, look, I think the government is this, that, you know, in a nonviolent, non-hostile way. And I'm exercising my First Amendment rights. And
I think that's great.
I give these guys the courage for...
Me too.
No doubt about it, Robert, and hopefully you won't get arrested for talking to a government official. Thanks for the call tonight, and good luck. 855-450-FREE, and hopefully you'll record video of it, too. Of course, that could get you arrested as well. Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Activists are planning a march on D.C. for July 4th, Independence Day, to declare their freedom to own firearms and display them openly. The D.C. area, unfortunately, has prohibitions against that sort of thing. So what will happen if they get enough people together to actually pull it off? They're looking to get 1,000 people to perform this march with rifles slung across their backs, walking from Arlington, Virginia into Washington, D.C. We're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts on that here in moments.
There's another revolutionary meeting going on, and this one's going on in May from the 17th through the 19th. It's Bitcoin 2013 at Bitcoin2013.com. This is the Future of Payments Conference. And Bitcoin, I believe, is a revolutionary technology in that it's going to change the world in a way for the better. Bitcoin is an international currency. It's commodity-based currency. And frankly, all the politically-based currencies now are all fiat currencies that the governments say, this is money. Bitcoin, not the same way. People decide for themselves what a Bitcoin's worth to them, and it is made for a very interesting couple of years with Bitcoins. If you want to find out what the future of Bitcoin is going to be like, or at least the predictions of a bunch of experts, experts from places like Coinbase, TradeHill, NerdTribe, Facebook, BitInstant, BitPay, and a myriad of other places, Bitcoin2013.com is the place to be. There are going to be lots of education and ample, certainly, opportunities to network with other Bitcoin folks and perhaps some opportunities that you never even imagined before, opportunities for the bold. The bold that sees the future. The future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com.
Let's go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We go to Dennis listening on XM to America's Talk. Hello, Dennis. You're in Mississippi.
Yes, sir. And gentlemen,
and it sounds like you're very far away. Go ahead.
Your show is a breath of fresh air.
Welcome.
I grew up in North Dakota in the 50s, and we were taught about guns from the time we could walk. And we went hunting all the time as preteens, you know, 9, mm-hmm. 10, 11, by ourselves, unattended by adults. Nobody ever got hurt. I've been through a deputy sheriff training on looking at it from the other side. And I was always taught my whole life, you don't pull a gun out unless you plan on using it. If you're rabbit hunting, if you're walking down the street, if somebody comes up in your yard, much less 10 or 100 or 1,000 people with guns, you don't know if they're loaded. And, you know, so in defense of the government side of it, even though I'm not really in agreement with what's going on in this country, if somebody's got a gun, they'd have no reason showing that gun unless they're planning on using it.
Well, that's not true. There's open carrying of firearms, fully legal here in New Hampshire. Apparently also, according to Adam Kokesh, is legal in Virginia, and there are other states where it's entirely legal.
I understand that, but if you're, you know, if you're just walking down the street and it's legal, that's a lot different than if you're with a mob, a large, you know, with a stated purpose. I don't know. It just seems like it's asking for trouble.
Well, that much, you could argue that it is asking for trouble. Some would probably rephrase that to say they're just simply exercising their rights. But when you exercise your rights in a certain way that a certain criminal gang known as the federal or state governments don't like, then certain responses are somewhat predictable. And to that extent, I think you're right about that.
Look at what happened at Kent State, and all they were carrying was books.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dennis. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number tonight.
I imagine that this is, to me, this sort of seems like a militia maneuver, you know, a sort of unorganized militia.
Oh, they'll be organized. They'll be actually walking in formation, apparently.
So is it an irregular militia? An irregular militia, then. One that's...
irregular.
Meaning that they've never met before this one day.
Well, and they've been sort of put together from the ground up rather than from the top down. A regular militia would be from the government.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The government's militia. This would be sort of an irregular militia. And they're out on their maneuvers and that kind of thing. And this is, I would say, something totally doable under the Constitution, but... You know, I mean, a lot of these guys are going to be sort of ex-military, is my guess, in there, if they're going to be marching and that kind of thing. I wouldn't know the first thing about marching and in this situation. And it feels more like the bonus war than it does like Kent State.
And that was where...
The bonus war was where, in World War One, where some people, you know, basically the Great Depression hit, and some veterans wanted the bonuses that were promised to them. Early.
A
large number of them went and camped out on the Mall in Washington, D.C., and then I think it was Patton and MacArthur, a bunch of people went and attacked them, set their tents on fire, and killed some of them.
And shot some of them, too, right?
I don't know about shot, but they certainly
did. There was a
cavalry charge. I don't know how they were killed necessarily, but it was really something.
So there's all that, and your calls, which we'll continue with here. Let's go to Seth, listening in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Seth.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I'm just 100% supportive of Adam's march. I think it's genius in multiple ways.
Genius? March. Why?
Well, I mean, just the attention it's already garnered.
Yeah,
that much is true.
Genius.
I give you that. But the actual march itself, I mean, people could end up with felony charges. They could end up in prison. I mean, you think it's worth it?
I guess that's a risk each individual has to see if they're willing to take.
What about you?
Agreed.
What about you? Are you going to take that risk?
No.
Why not?
Maybe. You know what I mean? Because now is not the right time.
Oh, okay. So then maybe it's not that genius then.
Well, I mean, for each individual, that's the individual. You're an individualist. You understand each individual has a damn...
Sure. I just think it's interesting that...
If I got a child on the way, then no, let's let it get born. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying go and do this. I don't think this is a particularly good instance of civil disobedience. I don't support that. But I think it is interesting, all the people who say they support it, but yet won't go.
And
like the one guy said he doesn't have enough money.
I mean, you could go to just hold a video camera, man. You don't have to bring a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. But, I mean, that money's still an issue. Certainly, money is an issue for us poor folks. So.
Well, I pulled up the rates for both Greyhound and Amtrak.
It's more expensive than I thought.
It's a little more expensive than I thought, but...
Well, you still got to work, and you still got to pay rent and whatever.
That's how they get you. You can get a Greyhound for under $300 from somewhere on the East Coast to D.C.
Sounds like you get a Southwest Airline ticket for less.
And you can get an Amtrak for under $200.
I'm not the least bit surprised that Adam coordinated this march. I marched to the nation's Capitol lawn in July of 2008 and seen Adam give his first speech during the Ron Paul Revolution March. This has been his attitude for a long time. He's been an activist for a long time. I listened to his interview that he did with Alex Jones on InfoWars Today, the 15-minute long interview.
Do you think he's going to get the 1,000 people?
It depends on how much support he can get from people like Alex and others like that. It's quite possible. I'd love to see it, you know, the most peaceful people in the world show up there. I would love to be able to go, you know. I don't know if he'll get it. But like he said, even if he don't, he'll be the first one to walk across that bridge and see what happens. And
I bet he would.
He would. And he said, even if we don't get a march, we have a huge rally on the other side of the river. So, you know, I mean, it's a win-win in multiple ways. Obama, if you're supposed to be able to, if it's a human right or whatever the hell constitutional people want to call it, well, give it a test, you know? I like it. It's a test.
Thanks for the call tonight, Seth. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. The march is planned for July the 4th, but the question is, how many people will actually show up? Because everybody's got something to lose, and that makes it pretty difficult to recruit people to do civil disobedience. I mean, I can't even imagine having 24 people coordinated enough to do civil disobedience in New Hampshire, where we have a bunch of people who are more than likely willing to do that sort of thing. It's just the coordination is very, very difficult, especially if not everybody's on board for the same idea. So it'll be interesting to see.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey. turkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online. All you have to do is head over to freetalklive.com to get interactive in a variety of different ways. Got the bulletin board system there that'll actually allow you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Also, our chat room does the same thing. Live during the show, after the show, before the show, the chat room's open all the time. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can get into the chat and watch the show and listen at the same time. All of it is free over at cam.freetalklive.com. And the show and Daryl's appearance on it is brought to you by fpp.cc. What is it?
FPP.cc is the website for Free Press Publications, which is an independent alternative news media publishing company. There's a monthly newspaper that is currently being distributed around the Shire right now. There, and you can get that for free at news.fpp.cc. There's also the book publishing division, mm-hmm. where there are, I think, close to a dozen books that have been published now, the most recent being Voluntary Islam and Other Essays by Dobby Barker, who's
fine
the
book.
Muslim agorist.
I'm still in the middle of it, but I am moving slowly.
And it was just added to the Porkfest calendar during this show. It was added to the Porkfest calendar, Religion and Liberty. It will be a panel right now. Me and Davi will be discussing. Davi will be representing Islam. I'll be representing Christianity. We will be discussing how.
But you're not really a Christian, right?
I don't use the term.
Right.
But I do have the beliefs that one would generally call Christian.
Meaning that Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes. And that he was born of a virgin.
And that you're going to go to hell if you don't believe in the Jesus saving you?
Well, I'm not the one that makes that judgment call over whether or not anyone else goes to hell.
Do you think God's going to send any human beings to hell?
You know, hell is a very interesting topic. Because most people that claim to be Christians say, God will send you and punish you. And actually, they look at hell in the most awful way possible. What hell actually is eternal separation from God. So if you have spent your entire life trying to separate yourself from the Almighty, then wouldn't it be a worse punishment to put your soul eternally in the presence of that deity?
So, you know, I've heard this argument before from that standpoint, but what's life like without being in the presence of that deity. I just don't think that the afterlife is either A, hanging out with God, or B, not hanging out with God. I mean, I've spent...
I don't know what the afterlife is like because I've never been there.
I'm hoping that I have the body of a 27-year-old.
I wish we could get more
an
into
an arthritic 27-year-old who is bound to a wheelchair.
A 27-year-old Mark Edge.
We've got more calls here, so we'll get to those, but I would like to talk further about that issue. Frank is with us in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hello, Frank. What's on your mind tonight?
Very interesting event. I want to say it's a terrible idea for three reasons. One,
this is the, by the way, for those that don't know, we're talking about the March on Washington proposed for July 4th with open carried rifles. Go ahead.
Yeah. Historically, when General MacArthur and his assistant, Colonel Eisenhower, who later became the supreme commander of Allied forces in the Second World War, they fired upon, they killed hundreds of people when they invaded the encampment of the World War One vets.
Yeah, the bonus war.
You have to remember, too, that the World War One vets were not armed.
They were just asking for money.
That says something about it. And when legal cases were brought against the government, in a sense, the government said they acted within their rights, and that was sort of upheld. So in a sense, it allowed for precedent of the government to mow down people.
And that was a long time ago. That was many decades ago.
Okay, I'll get to my point really quickly. It's a bad idea for several reasons. One, in the last 5 years, there were two Supreme Court cases regarding firearms in Washington, D.C., and the Supreme Court, in a sense, has upheld the status quo, letting people that live in D.C., you know, not have firearms, even though it violates the Second Amendment, the Constitution. And there was no workable plan provided by D.C. as the court demanded where they, you know, resolve this problem legally. So that's one question. So in a sense, legally to enter Washington, D.C. with the firearms would automatically be a felony and would be treated that way. Number two, after watching what happened to the people protesting in Pittsburgh in September of 2009, when the innocent people were protesting without weapons and what the police did with the sound cannons and how they attacked the students at the University of Pittsburgh who had nothing to do with the G28 meeting or whatever was happening in Pittsburgh, the police riot, which is still pending the lawsuits against the city of Pittsburgh and the police regarding the injuries that students sustained, shows you really how brutal this fascistic government is, in a sense. And I have to ask you guys this, since I've heard Adam Kokesh on your show several times, dealing with real issues in a very cavalier manner. Is he on the government payroll for this so that this can precipitate an incident that allows for martial law to be at least instituted in Washington, D.C.?
I haven't seen any pay stubs.
I hope you guys ask him, because this is the dumbest question and the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And what I want to say is this. This country is collapsing. The people in power, the elite, would like nothing more than to have a government riot where they can actually use this as a claim against Minutemen, you know, to confiscate weapons nationwide. We saw what happened in Sandy Hook and other areas, such as Boston, with the de facto declaration of martial law that was never officially stated as such. So in a sense, this is quite a gamble, and I have a strong feeling that if people do go with their armed weapons loaded, it's going to be just a disaster for everyone, including the law-abiding citizens that want to keep and bear their arms. And
thank you, Frank, for your call. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. Interesting things to ruminate on there for those who are considering going along with this.
Well, I would say that the game of who's the Fed, this is a game that will sometimes get played at Liberty events, especially large Liberty events of, I'll bet there are some feds here. I wonder who they are. Mm-hmm. And then everybody assumes the premise that, yes, there are some feds here. We should figure out who they are. And
somebody make an I'm the Fed shirt, or am I just hallucinating?
I don't know. Somebody did make that, and they wore it to Borkfest a couple years ago.
And, you know, what often happens, sadly, is that the most awkward, out-of-place individuals will be picked out.
Just like a good chunk of
Port Fest.
I'm sorry.
The most awkward of the awkward.
and you know, there's no shortage of us awkward individuals out there, and people with short haircuts and things like that. So, you know, like, everybody has their criteria for the guess who's the Fed game.
Yeah.
And Frank was essentially playing it here on the air. I just don't think it has winners. It's not that I'm saying that there aren't Feds that are posing as agents provocateur. I agree that that's the truth. I just don't know. I think you have to confront the ideas and not the people. If the idea is bad, you need to confront the idea.
By the way, one could make the argument that, oh, well, the bonus war thing, that happened a long time ago.
80 years ago.
But, you know, things have changed since then. And, yeah, they have changed. Now they'll arrest people in D.C. for selling lemonade. They will also arrest you in D.C. for apparently stepping on the sidewalk with a video camera or a microphone. That's what just happened to Adam Kokesh the other week. They threatened him for that.
Back in 08, I was threatened for attempting to use a tripod on the Capitol property.
Yeah, so they're going to arrest people for all manner of nonsense in Washington, D.C. to suggest that these guys are going to be able to enter the city with firearms and be okay.
They'll be lucky to get out alive.
Yeah, let's go to Kurt. He's in Massachusetts. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I am in Mass with a capital A. Hi, guys.
Hey.
I think that this march is probably a really great idea. I think that the reason why I think it is a great idea, and my knee-jerk reaction is to like it right away. I do realize that there are potential consequences, but, you know, like the King District Court has on its mission statement, the appearance of justice. And, you know, back about 3 years ago, I happened to be at that 420 celebration in Nashua, New Hampshire. And I was one of the guys who happened to be carrying. And one of our dear friends yelled, you know, that one of the cops said, "Hey, he's got a gun." And another guy said, "Well, no, everybody's got a gun." And that happened to be William Costner, who said, "Everybody's got a gun." And, William Costner's a little bit famous in his circle for the Obama open carry thing.
Yeah, he open carried. I wish we had time to finish your comments, but we really are out of it. So, Kurt, if you can call tomorrow night, we'd love to hear more about your comments on why you think this is a good idea, because it seems like a suicide run to me. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, where the conversation continues on our Facebook page.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.